Blog Talk Radio.
Real 1961, 1923
1993. Like, it's still feeling real slavish. And it hurts my feelings because, you know, I played that song because, like, a lot of people don't realize, like, majority, if not a mass percentage of your military is made up of minorities. It's not white. Like, it's not as white as y'all think y'all military is. As much as y'all like to, you know, get out there and put your white leaders in the front, your military is not white. Your military is white, black, Asian, Philippines, Muslims. Like, it's not that depiction that y'all try to show on television. And I had to say that because the funniest thing of all things was said to me yesterday. I was coming out of the bank of all places, you know, a place where, you know, people go and exchange money. Not a fan of them, but they're necessary in today's business economy. But I'm not a fan of banks. I need you to understand that first and foremost. I understand their duplicit role in the economic ecosystem, and I'm going to use it like that. But I'm not a fan of them. What they do is borderline illegal in my eyes, but that's neither here nor there. But as I was coming out of the institution that I decide to use to withhold my money, because that's basically what they do, is they withhold your money from you. I'm standing there and I'm getting my stuff together, you know, getting my speaker on, and this lady walks by. And, like not directly beside me, but as she was in front of me and kind of, like, looks back over her shoulder and says, terrorist. And so because I was working, you know, when you focus on doing what you got to do, because, you know me, I'm prone to sit some shit down and leave some stuff somewhere. And so, you know, you want to make sure you got everything because you don't want to have to go back to get nothing. So you button down the hatches and whatever. And it's even worse when you ride a bike and you live in a place that's nothing but hills. So I want to be good as I continue my journey. And it dawned on me after she was like halfway to the vehicle and I just looked up. And like, you know, once I realized she said it, she was getting into the vehicle. And, you know, me, I got that good 2010 vision, so I could see her face and everything right there as if, like, we're standing next to each other. So she's looking me in the eyes. I'm looking her in the eyes. I'm looking at this old beat-up vehicle that she's driving. I'm looking at this handicapped sticker that she now has in her placard that's hanging from her window. And I'm seeing a lot of things that you're benefiting from America, but, you know, a person who gave up all of his rights and all of his freedoms to make sure that you can pursue those freedoms. TJ, I wanted to punch her in her shit. Like, I'm not even going to share. Like, I don't often say things about hitting women, but that's like the first time ever in my life, like, I really wanted to hit somebody in their shit. Because
I'm just,
I spent time in the Middle East. I spent time dealing with that tragic situation that was Iraq and Afghanistan, and all because somebody could get revenge for their daddy. Like, I mean, let's call a spade what it is. But look, that was a daddy revenge tour that I was on for somebody. You know how people be like, oh, I'm going to get you back because my daddy said I was supposed to get you. Like, we was on the I'm going to get you back daddy revenge tour. And and lives of Americans were lost for that I'm going to get you back for my daddy revenge tour. And for somebody who clearly is benefiting from a person and many of persons like me to scream terrorist at me, like what she doesn't even understand is that term in itself is technically illegal. Did you know that? Here's why. And it's a loose interpretation, but I'm going to tell you most legal scholars will tell you that would pass before the court of law. And here's why. you cannot technically scream things that would incite a riot. So the fact that she loudly, because remember, she looked back and she, because I had music on, so she screamed over my music. Because remember, I had the speaker on my head. But she's walking. That's why I said it took me a minute for it to dawn on me what she said. Because, I, you know, I'm going along with the music, and I'm like, terrorist isn't in that statement. Who said terrorist? And that's when I look up, and you see how we get here. But that alone literally had other people been outside at the time, because mind you, it's just me and her, but had other people been outside and seen that and reacted to that type of statement in front of a bank, do you know what she could have said off?
Yeah, that wouldn't have been very well.
And I'm just like, you know, and we be so quick, and I'm going to use a term that we use out here now, we be so quick to Karen that we don't understand. Like, what if the armed security guard at that bank would have reacted? What if one of the people walking or coming in the building would have been an employee and would have walked in and hit the panic button to incite the police doing an under 5-minute response to a bank location? You see all the different ways this could have easily went wrong, all because of a single word that this lady misappropriately shouted in my direction to be of an obscenity towards me. And you know what I gave her at the end of the day when she finally realized we was looking eye to eye?
What?
I gave her some good eye to eye. I mean, it was good. I mean, she know I saw her see me. She know. I smiled and I gave her a thumbs up. Because more than anything, I acknowledged to her that I heard her, but I acknowledged also to her that, ma'am, what you just did is more harmful to you than me. Because when you go back and you tell that story to continue to spread that type of belief system, you actually have to go tell a lie in order to make yourself sound good. Because there's nothing that you can say about screaming and calling a person a terrorist in any country a positive thing. Terroristic acts happen all around the globe. Every country on mankind's green earth knows what a terrorist act looks like. They all have a different language for it and a different word, but it all means the same thing. But for you to be in a country that understands the language that you're attempting to use and think that literally you use that to incite me, but at the end of the day, I keep telling people, I'm sexy. The second definition. She should look it up. Because first off, ma'am, I am fat and out of shape. When I tell you, when them boys get on the bike, it look like an Olympic track meet. So I'm cool with it, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on being like this. I'm trying to get in shape. Because, you know, the bike been parked for like 7 months. So, you know, we getting reacquainted. And I don't like her because she heavy on me. She doing me a little dirty, CJ. I don't know how I feel about it.
You got it. You said it.
I gave you the hell of my life. What's been going on in your life? Because I gave you a whole
soliloquy. I feel like I started school all the way over again. It's fun, but it's a lot.
Oh.
Just been reading and learning.
Ooh. Well, you know what? We got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to do Black History is World History, and then we're going to get back into some of this book learning. We're going to see what you've been reading and learning, because maybe somebody else and some other people out here want to be doing some reading and learning. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No sense in whining about it now. I mean, we knew what it was when we became a part of it. You feel me? It's like...
Something on your mind. I just feel like you. I know your girl ain't treating you wrong, but she ain't no good for you.
based off of her husband. And the greatest thing about her is we talk about her a little bit, and I read a little bit more, is you're going to realize that her and her husband saw each other as equals. And people be like, why do I believe in 50-50 or 100-100 when it comes to relationships? Because if you're equal, so let's say, you know, you're equal. If that person goes down, then you should be able to come back down and pull them back up to being whole again. When we learn whole numbers in school, if you're equal to something, you blend and you balance together. But let's get into this. Empress Batal of Ethiopia was born 1851, died 1918, and was married to Emperor Melik II. I always get his name wrong because there's a bunch of different names I've read before that's similar to his. But I love her. I love her. It's crazy because I found him dealing with her, who is said to have been her equal and partner, as theirs was not only a love of marriage, but a love of political alliance. As a young girl, she received an education, something that many Ethiopian girls did not get during that time period. She's the founder of Addis Ababa and made it the capital of their empire. She also managed the business of Ababa with a motel. She had many clients of Ethiopian nobility. Even her husband himself showed up to support the queen's effort. She also established a wool factory, a candle factory, with helps of Turkish and Indian exports to help industrialize Ethiopia. And she's also set up the Ethiopia's first domestic financial institution to modernize Ethiopia economy through access to financing to strengthen their commerce. That's why I said she's a very strong business person, y'all. Now, that last part, listen, y'all don't even understand how great that is. From a person who goes to a job and you see economic wealth go on or whatever, and you see your business steady trying to do new things to modernize itself to generate and to continue to generate revenue, she modernized an entire country to strengthen its finances as an entire country. She spearheaded that. So let's not make slight of how big of a feat that is. We're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people in Ethiopia. Right? Tetu is considered the light of Ethiopia, shown at her brightest when the Italians tried to make Ethiopia their colony. Since Tetu and her husband played good cop, bad cop, respectively, when it came to their empire issues, it was clear time for bad cop's antics by Tetu, who was the bad cop in this empire. Tetu was of great importance in the war efforts against Italy. She was the receiver and analyzer of intelligence from spies, which was crucial importance to war efforts. And if you don't understand, let's just look at what we talked about. Donald Trump having access to spy information, he just said that was vital. And so when you understand the importance of critical information and data, this lady was not only sitting in the room, but she was the leader and the spear of that leader. She was the tip, the point. She was the blade that cut the butter. However you want to get that analogy to understand how important that she was, that's who she was, although she did have a husband. And although they did stand equal to each other in the empire, he allowed her to stand alone just a little bit. So I'm going to get CJ in here because I know that topic right there kind of hot on the button. Like, I know that probably coursed some spirits a little bit on that one.
Wow. I like her. I like her a lot. I need to learn more about her. I want to study her.
Yeah, she's a bad chick, man. When I tell you, financially and business wise, they don't talk about Africa being a leading continent of economic importance. But there are some things that they do from a economic standpoint that even the Jews still haven't been able to understand. The economic advances that some of these African countries are able to make at like the spur of of a moment. And it's, you know, and it's in the things that I've been teaching you. A lot of people really think that when you go out and you do business that it's some magical formula that you just, ooh, you sprinkle out and ta-da, and it's there. It's understanding the beginning of business and how the economic system works where you are. And then it's also being able to see into where it's going and to get on that wave. And so it's different for every generation. And that's why I said, I always often tell you, understand where we've come from and learn from the mistakes that we've made, but you can't stay there and you can't focus on it. That's like when we were talking earlier about the lady. You can't stay on that. You can't even get mad at that, because the only person who, when a person, me and my wife was having this conversation, CJ. We're gonna talk about your books here in a minute. Cause y'all keep getting me on rants tonight. I don't know what's in the spirit water, but y'all getting me on rants tonight. When a person intentionally wants to see you do bad or see harm come to you, that's not your friend. We're going to talk tonight. Our topic at the top of the hour is going to be what a friend looks like. CJ, I think you got that in a notebook, don't you?
I do.
It should be three bullet points. Go get that, because I don't want nobody to think that, oh, because I gave this to you off the top of my head. So I want you to go get that notebook and find the three bullet points of what I told you a friend should look like. It's one, two, and three. It's not even long. We can cover that real quick of what a friend looks like, and we can move on. Because I think that's important. So when we go on our next commercial break, go get that, because I know you probably got that tucked away in the house somewhere. So go get that and get yourself ready for that at the 10 o'clock hour, because we're going to do that. So what book is you currently reading, or books? Because I know you like me, you'll start reading 3, 4, 5 things at the same time and then be mixing all the stories together.
Which is a mess, because I got one book for, like, just for pleasure.
What's your pleasure book? Ooh, guys, we're going to start having a pleasure show, too. So if you follow me, you might want to follow me personally, because that's going to be on my Big Bat page. So if you're following me on social media, go find my Big Bat page. It's Big Bat, and it's my profile picture on there. So if you don't know what I look like, then you better go ask somebody what I look like. But it's go follow my Big Bat page. We're going to have an adult show coming up, and it's going to be on its own podcast, its own channel, its own time, its own thing. So y'all might want to go pay attention. Go follow my page, production manager, if you want to go share that on DJ's Roundtable so they can follow that. But go follow that page, because that's the only place that I'm going to share that podcast from, other than speaking about it tonight. I'm not going to share that all across social media. So if you don't follow my Big Baps page, that's my Big Baps profile page, if you don't follow that one, you're not going to be able to get any information on that from me. Now, other sources will have it out there. My strategic partners and stuff, that'll be everywhere. But for me, that's the only place you'll get that. All right. So what's the pleasure book?
The Education of Nevada Duncan, a family business novel.
Ah.
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody learned something the hard way.
I kept turning the pages to figure out what the hell had happened.
That's one of those books where you don't know if you're getting fucked or fucked. They're not the same.
Right. They're not the same.
You don't want to be fucked. You know, you want to be fucked, but you don't want to be fucked. And they're not the same.
They're not the same.
Oh man. So tell me a little bit about the book. Like, just give us an overview.
So it starts off and Nevada has this girlfriend, and well, in the beginning of the book, they were having sex and stuff, and it was really, really great.
Oh, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Coming back, we are getting ready to do What Day It Is. But before we do that, What Day It Is sponsored to you by Tailored Security. Tailored Security Services, LLC, provides professional, trained, and licensed security guards, officers, and armed security officers, as well as patrol officers. We are a custom-oriented, mission-focused company who provides service to meet the needs of the individuals who seek our service. They are bonded and licensed through the state of Florida. Services provided is event security, patrol security, traffic security, and armed and unarmed security. So that is Tailored Security, and their website is tailoredservices.us/security. tailoredservices.us/security. All right, guys, we're going to get into what day it is. Let me bring CJ back in here because we still got to get back into this book because they were hunching in this book. So I want to know more about this hunching stuff that y'all got going on over there because y'all hunching.
Mm-hmm. Listen, believe it or not, that was the only scene in the book.
It don't matter, but y'all was hunching.
Whole rest of the book was action.
Okay, let's get into what day it is before the production manager kicked me in my ankle. You know I'm short. Okay, so today is National Virginia Day. Now I'm good with Virginia. Ooh, while we're speaking on Virginia, if you are in the D.C. area, let me do this now because I haven't put that out and you know somebody or you want to win some tickets to Couples Fest in the DMV, that's the greater demilitarized Virginia zone. Y'all know, I have to give y'all all that, Virginia, D.C. area. They're having a Couples Fest. I have tickets to that event. If you want to get those tickets, call into the show tonight, 319-527-6703. That is 319-527-6703. And talk to me and tell me why you should be going to Couples Fest. And if you and your mate, y'all stuff sound believable tonight, we might let y'all go to Couples Fest on us. So we have two tickets to Couples Fest. And they're actually doing a live wedding at Couples Fest, too. So let me get that out the way. All right. Today is also National Sober Day. Nah, I done had two cups.
Listen,
it's Wednesday. First of all, it's Wednesday, and it's after 5 o'clock somewhere. That's a lie. That day shouldn't even be allowed for adults. Anybody who has to adult for real shouldn't even have to participate. They should get a workers exempt note from that day. If you got kids, you go to somebody else's job, you got a spouse, there's a whole lot of reasons on there that you can just be exempt from being sober on National Sober Day. Cause especially when that shit fall on like a Wednesday, that's the middle of the week. You know how hard hump day is? You're trying to figure out if you're calling out tomorrow or not.
I'm not about to play with you. We're going to work.
Oh, we're going to work? Okay, well, we're going to work tomorrow. Boss said we're going to work. All right, today is National Live Creative Day. Cool. I don't know what that day is, but be live, create something. Be creative. Like, we're being creative right now. Just do something different. Do something that people don't expect from you sometimes. Be a little creative. Try something new. You might actually like it. You might actually be good at it. That don't always have to be sexual, y'all. I know some of y'all, that's the only way y'all ever heard that statement. But there's other ways to enjoy that, okay? Today is also National Eat a Hoagie Day. CJ, when's the last time you had a hoagie?
It's been a while. The
good.
Subway
I mean,
count? Wait a second. The Subway count?
Dude, you still go to Subway?
It wasn't my fault. I didn't have a choice that day.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray for you.
Thank you. I accept praying.
You should see my face over here. It literally looked like somebody ate some spoiled something. Like you should just, it don't look.
Listen, you should have saw my face when it was brought in.
Listen, people be mad at me. They're like, bro,
you
really
try to
the
be
house.
Grateful?
Listen, people be like, you really leave your house with food in your book bag. I'm like, listen, when I get somewhere, I never know what y'all going to be trying to serve me, man. And then I can't eat. At this age, I refuse to eat stuff I don't want to eat. Like, I'm too old to be trying to be nice for somebody because they want me to eat some bullshit. Just, I'm not doing it. I'm too old for that shit. Like, mm-mm. It'd be crazy because, like, I don't know if you watch, like, the little food stuff, but I have a spouse who watches all the little food shit. And so, like, she know I can't watch it because, like, I am a professional chef. And so, it's like, when she...
Oh, you'll be
to
in
me,
there like, yeah, they can do that, but they can do this and this and that, and then they can do
no,
that,
it's
and
not
then,
even,
then you'll
it's
have to go make
that.
It.
It's not even that. I can't look at the videos because, like, I can't get past, like, you're cooking food with jewelry on. And I understand that it's for self purposes, but you're teaching people how to cook. You see what I'm saying? It's like... Like, in my professional career, like, right now, okay, so that's my – food is my background, and I'm over safety and operations right now. So it's like I'm looking at it from safety standpoints, and I'm like, that's nothing – I wouldn't – like, everything that you're doing out of this from a food handler's point of view, like, I would fine you. Like, you can – give me your license immediately. Close the doors. Put tape on the door. Like, we're not eating no food from here ever. And so I try to stay away from these things. And then she comes and puts food in front of me, and she knows me seeing the food being created is going to be appealing to me. But watching this catastrophe of a train wreck of you get the video that makes me throw up the most is they was making some shit in a toilet. Like, and she gave me that to look at.
I saw that video.
And I'm like, why would you make me watch that? Yo, when I tell you, I was not right for like about 3 days. Like, like I walked around like I felt like I walked in on like old people naked and I didn't want to see it. Like, oh, I wasn't right for like 3 or 4 days. Like, I didn't want to cook. I was sick to the stomach. And she'd be doing stuff like this to me all the time. And I'm like, I love you, and I want food, but I will leave you for food. Like, ma'am, you cannot constantly have me sick to my stomach. Anyway, let me go on, y'all. Y'all don't need to know about my life. Today is also National Cream-Filled Donut Day. I actually like a cream-filled donut. Well, not necessarily cream. I like jelly a little bit more. But, yeah, I could do a good jelly, you know, as long as – but it's got to be fresh. It can't be like no – oh. Half a day old cream filled jelly something. Now I'm gonna be mad because then because I don't need the outside and the inside to have the same consistency. I need to know what the fuck I'm eating. Like, y'all both shouldn't be tasting stale because like I already expected that to kind of lose something, but this donut now pissing me off. So anyway, let me go. See y'all, y'all been torturing me with food. I gotta get back in the kitchen. Today is National Parents Day Off. They lying again. They gave us National Sober Day and then Parents Day Off. Come on, bro, you can't even do them two at the same time.
In the same day?
They tried us. All right, y'all. Coming up tomorrow, let's get tomorrow out the way so y'all can know what things y'all can do tomorrow if y'all wanna do some stuff. So tomorrow is National Linguine Day. Tomorrow is National Cheese Toast Day. Tomorrow is National Pawpaw Day. I think that look like that's either grandparents or dogs. You pick which one ever makes sense to you. National Greenpeace Day. I thought Greenpeace was in April. Okay, I guess everybody got an individual day broken down separate a little bit, I guess. You like giving me them French words that my tongue fat right now. I've been drinking liquor and all that's not going to come out like how it's supposed to right now. So we just going to go National Cream Day, y'all can look that up, but it's something French. Go put all the Ascente goods and stuff in there. I ain't gonna play with them tonight. Today is National Double Cheeseburger Day. That's why y'all Americans are fat. Mm-hmm. Today is also National Felt Hat Day. I don't like felt hats. Tomorrow is also National Neonatal Nurses Day. Hey, yo, give it up to the neonatal nurses, man. They got to deal with people like me that come in the hospital. That's all I'm going to say. Like, because listen, man, if it's not, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Baby. When they did not get it right, and I felt like they was getting it wrong. Listen, everybody in there had to talk to me. So give it up to the neonatal nurses, because baby, when they get those me's in there who got a question about everything, it'd be something serious. All right, we got a couple of more. Today is also tomorrow is National Learning Online Day. We also have National Tackle Kids Cancer Day. I'm kind of like over these cancer days, man. I ain't trying to be whatever, but y'all got every type of cancer, whatever, just out there. So I'm just going, Yeah, I'm just going to move on from the birthdays. We're going to move on, y'all. We got to do birthdays next, so we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Miss Van Zandt, I love her.
oh my God, I never get her first name right, so I always say Miss Van Zandt. But I love her. How she breaks down people, how she connects to people, how she wants to see people be better, do better, understand. I don't look at a lot of celebrity people online or on their shows and whatever it is that they do, but I love her. It's just something about that desire to want to not only connect with a person, but also ultimately see them do better and succeed. Not because it benefits somebody else, but just solely because you see that person do better. So Miss Van Zandt, man, if anybody ever sees her that know me, just let her know that I am a major fan of hers. Joni Sledge, his birthday from the Sledge Sisters. Some of y'all might not be old enough to know who they are. Y'all don't like old school music, but Joni Sledge is one of the members and sisters of the legendary Sledge Sisters. So happy birthday, Joni. September 14th today. Oh, my God. It's Nas's birthday today. I love Nas, man. Nas is one of those introspective rappers. Like, if you don't want to know history, don't listen to Nas, because he's going to give you something out the history book. And I like that, because sometimes, you know, he'll give you, like, he'll do it in different ways. Sometimes he'll give you direct knowledge, or he'll give you certain metaphors and things to go look up, and then you'll understand history. But Nas has been a great teacher in the hip-hop community for a long time. And when people ask me, why do I rate Nas over Jay-Z, is because the historian that Nas is. Nas is not only a rapper, but he's a historian in his music. Jimmy Butler, man, shout out to Jimmy Butler. Love that dude, man. He's a fighter. He doesn't give up. Robert Wisdom, I love him as an actor. If you should look him up and go look at some of his work. Robert Wisdom is a great actor. I don't think he gets as much credit as he should. And then we got Mr. JT Money. Y'all already know that's all the way from that 305 era back in the day when they used to do some things real disrespectful with ladies' booties in there. But y'all like it. So, CJ, you back in the building. So now that we got birthdays out there, ooh, we should make that song the birthday song real quick. I think that song should stay the birthday song. Hold on, we have an omission that I need to remission, but yeah. Who's Joni Sledge? Yes, I did. Oh, production manager just yelled at me about Joni Sledge, and I just gave a whole breakdown about Sister Sledge. So, like, but she said she didn't hear it, so. You see how I be telling you she be getting on me? I'm like, no, I did that one. Production manager, I told y'all. See, for the first time we are in the same place, and y'all actually saw me got beat up. So y'all don't say I didn't. But CJ, I like that birthday song. I think I might keep that for a little bit.
I liked it too. This was like, hey.
Oh, okay, because, you know, I like when they twerk something. Like, I am a fan of something being up in the air. So tell us about these books you've been reading. Let's close out this first hour with these books you've been reading. Talk to us about them. So they hunching in the book. Go.
Okay, so after that, he drops her off, right? And
mm-hmm.
He drops her off to her murder. Like, she gets murdered right after that. So then after that,
oh.
He decides to go to school. Right. It's crazy. Right after that, he decides to go to school so he can train and learn how to track down her murderer. He wants revenge at that point, so he's trying to track down the murderer.
Listen, first off, let me tell you something. It is nothing like going crazy after you had some good poom-poom for the first time. I'm just going, the plot of the story was he had some good poom-poom. It got killed, and he lost his ever-loving mind, but he got focused. He put all that. He is a cerebral, ninjutsu-like, assassin-minded, strict Jedi person.
Yes. Because
there's,
really
there's, Because there's only two focuses. Like when you absolutely lose something that you absolutely can't live without, there's two things. You can either completely break down or you can it's like, what was that movie, Kill Bill? You can literally get that focus that all you can see is making sure that the people who took what was so important away from you, seeing them suffer. There's only two ways. That's why I tell people, I understand the mind of an assassin. Now, what I don't understand is the mind of serial killers, because after you do it once and you got your revenge, after that, you're crazy. You can't keep doing it because it felt good. It's like that good nut. It's like, bam, okay, you good, I'm good, we're going to roll over and take a nap. Like, but if we good and you know we good, but you still want to go again because now you're just ruining it for both of us. Like, because it's not, that energy's gone now. Because, like, you should have got that already. We've been in here for 45 minutes. The fuck was you doing? Sorry, I'm just ranting. I'm ranting tonight. Like, listen, that full moon energy and Mercury got me ranting. Because it's some shit that y'all playing too much. Like, I need y'all to get, I need y'all to be adults. Y'all keep saying y'all adults. And I need y'all to act like adults. Y'all acting like little. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. CJ, you got that list together?
I was unsuccessful in locating it, but I think I remember what I wrote down.
Okay, well we're gonna top it because you should know it. So you should know it because we done had this conversation a few times. But we're gonna get into this. But we're gonna take a quick commercial break and we will be right back after this.
Oh,
High school, middle school, and elementary school days. The rest of y'all old bastards, they ain't got nothing to do with me, all right? CJ, what's good? You in the building.
Life is good.
Okay. All right, so we got three bullet points that I said that a friend, because we're not even going to get into the best friend. We're just going to talk about friends, right? So what were my three bullet points of a friend?
I'm sorry, were you asking me?
Yes. It's an interactive show.
I'm going to say... This is valid. I'm going to say supportive was one of your bullet points.
That's number two. So, the first thing about a friend is when you realize that somebody's your friend, right? It's not so much of friend, oh, we're friends, we're hanging out, we're laughing, we're having a good time. The first most important thing about a friend is when you're dealing with an issue, right, that a friend will stop and go through that issue with you. And what I mean by go through that issue with you, they will do everything in their power to understand the issue. Because that's what you do. Like when your friends are hurting, when they mad, when they going through, when they sad, when they sick, when they ain't got food on the table, when the kids hungry, whatever it is that they're going through, you're going to go through it with them. It's the number one rule of a friend. Before we go into rule two, let's talk about rule one, because I think a lot of people misunderstand what being supportive is, right? Being supportive or getting involved is a very tricky statement, because a lot of people will take getting involved and they will use manipulation, they will use deceit, they will use misinformation, they will use ulterior motives. Getting involved is the most dangerous part that you can allow from a friend. Because before you can really determine if that friend is worth the value of getting involved in that topic, you have to look at the person and who they are and why they want to get involved. Because a lot of times, you're getting people that say, oh, girl, you know I'm your friend, but for the last 2 weeks, y'all been beefing. Oh, girl, you know I'm your friend, but the last two dudes that she's dating is your ex. You know, bro, you know I am your friend, But, you know, this the same dude that stole a 20 off your dresser, and now you can't find out, you know, why your money missing. Like, these are the same people that you are allowing to continue to show you that they're not really a friend. They should be less more of an associate and even more of an acquaintance when you get on the hierarchy of relationships. But in order to make it to friends, you must first be willing to get into my situation. So in order for you to even be recognized as a friend, me as the person has to be willing to give you that level of access to me. So a lot of times we put people in friend circles because, number one, we give them access when they should be on a lower tier. So that should be an acquaintance, an associate. That should be somebody I pass in the street. That should... Y'all got people right now with y'all cell phone numbers, your email addresses, and all your social media information, and they should be nothing less than something that you pass on the street. But they're too close to you because we don't understand the value level of that friendship circle. And the value level starts with, do they get into that with you? Do you allow them to get into that with them? And then once you allow them to get into it, can you trust them in that process? See, I said it in the beginning because it's such a simple term, but the actions of it are more complex. We want friends, but we don't want to get valuable friends. I would rather have valuable friends than have a quantity of friends because that value is going to check me when I say, hey, bro, I did this. Well, first of all, you stupid because we had already told you not to do that before. See, that's the value. They're going to get into it. So they're going to support you when there's times that need to be supported. See, some of y'all want support for the wrong shit. So y'all don't know how to value your friends. You want support because you're whatever is doing whatever, so you want us to come out and support that. Or because you do something on Facebook or social media, you want us to come out and support that. But what y'all don't understand, it's when you go through something, most of y'all are flaky. That's when the support gets flaky. We are supporting all the wrong things. Y'all go to the club, y'all support that. Y'all finna go to the brunch and twerk a little bit, y'all support that. Y'all finna go to Mardi Gras and turn up, y'all support that. Y'all finna go have a girl's trip and thought yourselves out, y'all support that. Dudes finna go get some Hoochie Daddy shorts and do what they do across the nation. Y'all support that. But when your friend is laying on the ground crying because they're doing everything that they need to do to succeed and all of their efforts is coming up short. They're trying to graduate through college, but for some reason, there's one course that's kicking their ass. Just whatever the case. That's when they need your support. That's when they need your effort. But that's when most of the people that you know, that's when most of the people that are around you are going to fail you. That moment of needing support. See, we only want to support when, ooh, girl, I knew he was going to cheat on you. See, that's when y'all want to show up to support. That's not always support. Just because you showed up because somebody's grandma, auntie, cousin, whatever died, that's not always support. That was emotional support. Yes, they needed that. But what about that physical support when they had to move out of one dorm to another dorm room because the dorm flooded? What about when they had to move out of their house into another house because they got out of a relationship but couldn't nobody show up to help them? See, that support is when everything around them is crumbling and they finally got to use a crutch so they don't completely fall over. That's support. Not that they're looking for help, but they need help. And even when their character is too strong to ask for help, you stand in and you show support. See, some of y'all can't do that, but y'all keep telling people y'all they friends. They kids get sicknesses and get chronic illness diseases, and they need a support system to help them go through that traumatic situation. Can you help be a part of that support system that helps them get through? That's what friends do. When you get to the level of friends, you're borderline an extension of family. But see, some of y'all want to be family and not understanding, we don't get to always choose our family, so there's people who get to play those roles that we hope that they do their job, but as a friend, I'm choosing you, so I would pray that you would do your job because I chose you to be in my life. You didn't come preset. You weren't a default setting. So we misevaluate one. We often misevaluate two. TJ, what's number three? How do we wrap it up?
I'm drawing a blank.
Did I lost you on that one?
Yes.
The final one is they will encourage you to go through it. But see, what people don't understand about encouraging you to go through it, there's a asterisk that should be there because there's something else that goes through it. This is not a point four. It's an extension of point three. They will be successful. They will be happy for your success as well as you'll be happy for theirs. So while y'all are being friends and y'all are encouraging each other to go through, when you reach another plateau, there should be, I'm not saying that you got to be like, oh, bro, we got to go over there and we got to party, but there should be a desire to express to that person your joy, your happiness, your enthusiasm for them reaching that level that they've reached. If you're reaching levels in your life now and people aren't reaching out to you to commend you for those levels, and have also gone through levels one and two with you, don't stop letting them join you on when you get to level three. Because they're encouraging you, but they didn't do one and two. And one and two counts. It's one, two, three. It's not one, three. It's not two, three. It's one, two, three. First, I have to establish that this is a friendship, and it is worth the level of friendship. Because in a real friendship, time and space happens. If time and space happens between y'all, y'all should be able to come back today and have a conversation like nothing happened ever. It was a matter of let's spend these first 10 minutes to play catch up. Don't quantify your friends that you've had for a long time, but now y'all live in other cities and y'all doing other things and y'all are growing other relationships. Don't lose those relationships because of time and space. I'm encouraging you now to rekindle some of those relationships a little tighter because those are your friends. They may be in a different realm of friends, but they're still your friends. But stop giving these acquaintances, these Johnny come latelys, these every time I smell that you single in the air, I want to holler at you. Or then the other dudes that smell every time that you in a relationship, they want to holler at you. Or when you're pregnant, they want to holler at you. I know them too. Ladies, y'all ain't no better. Because y'all have y'all, when I want to holler at you, ooh, he finally looked like he got his stuff together. I want to holler at him. Ooh, he finally got arrested. I want to, that I still have not understood. Like y'all, I just don't understand how y'all get excited after he get arrested. Like once he got a conviction on his record, like he's exciting to you. I've never understood y'all type of women. But there's a whole lot of reasons why people get excited and want to encourage you all of a sudden. But if they haven't been there through one and two, if they're not trying to be there through one and two, because people get lost in time. But as they get lost in time, you bring them back into your life through the circle. You bring them back as an acquaintance. You bring them back as an associate. You bring them back as a whatever. Before they can get into a close and personal relationship with you, you should know if they're deemed worthy of being in a close and personal relationship with you. But if you're telling me you got a circle full of Johnny come latelys because you're succeeding now or because you're now the supervisor at your job, if that person didn't punch you in your mouth at 16, you might want to question the validity in your life. I got a rule. If you ain't seen me naked, you can't say shit to me. Because I got a rule. All my friends have seen me naked. You can't be my friend for long and not see my ass cheek somewhere in there. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back with some more fun stuff about this topic here in just a second. Somebody going to be over there popping in their car tonight. I already know. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This goes out to the beautiful girls. Which one of y'all? Which one of y'all go home with Trigger? When the club was shouted, walking past and looking at me all naughty. And I said, baby, what's good? Reach for the handshake, gotta hurt. Bottles of the H got me with a little fuzz. Up in VIP with all of my stuff. He leaned over and said, you want me? Girl, when the valet pull the quiz up. Off to the crib, got it where we gon' end up. Girl, sit back, relax, hold up. Let me turn the radio on.
I just want y'all to know I broke my own promise on this song. I said I would never play a song that had Drake featured on it, and I did that on this show. So y'all should be proud of me. I am doing new things in 2022.
You have no idea how excited I was to hear that song.
I said I would never, and I just want y'all to know that I am, they say as you grow in life, you should attempt to do new things. You never know how much you like it or how it makes you feel, but I just said, you know what, I'm going to try it. I'm like, I don't do him, but, I can try to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not always about me, even though I have a lot of control in what goes on this show. I try not to make it all about me. So I think we're done with the friend conversation. I don't really want to beat that up anymore because, if y'all don't got good friends, that's why I said it the way I said it. If y'all don't got, I want y'all to understand. Because it's really an oxymoron. Listen, if you 20, you should have a person that's been in your life at least 10 years. If you're 30, you should have a person that's been in your life at least 15. You should have somebody in your life that's been in your life at least half the time that you've been on earth. If you don't have a person in your life that you can look at, and at least one, and say that they should not be family, not be cousins, not be play cousins, you know, because, you know, y'all, some of y'all not sure y'all relationship titles. So until y'all know the truth about that, I'm talking about somebody that you met and you was like, oh, I clicked with this person and y'all became friends and stayed friends. And let me give some caveats in this. Not your mama's friends, not your daddy's friends, your friends, somebody that you said, that's my person. Because I'm a that's my person kind of thing. Like, I don't know when that came out. I don't know who started it. I don't really care. I think that came from, I think that actually came from Grey's Anatomy, if I'm not mistaken. I think culturally that's where that came from. But I'm big on that. Sandra Jones, what's the girl name who write that? You know, the black girl. What's her name? Sandra something. Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. Grimes, yeah, that girl. Thank you for giving us that cultural term. We appreciate you, you know, for putting that in there. You know, that's your show, so I don't know. Thank you, writers. Whoever came up with them, just tell them we said thank you. Because I'm a my person type thing. Like, you got to be my person because I'm different. Like, I'm not looking for people to pat me on the back. I'm not looking for people to celebrate me. What I'm looking for is I'm looking at people who value my worth and understand my worth and myself and as it can contribute to them and not be selfish about it. And that's, I think that's what I think true friendship starts, when it really starts to show itself, is when you can do it knowing the worth of the person that's next to you and wanting to either elevate them or you yourself attempt to rise up to their level, not for vanity, not for pride, not for ego, but so you can call yourself an equal friend. I always aspire to be equal to anybody that I consider a friend. Because there's nothing greater than being able to look at your friends and look at the people who you say that you choose to make your friends. I'm happy with your progress in life. I think that's like the most beautifulest thing that I actually think that you can do on earth, is to say that you enjoy the company of your friends and circle that you have created. You know, whether that's just twerking and going to the club all night or, you know, flying to space, whatever it is that you do. CJ, tell me something good about a good friend. What makes a good friend in your eyes, outside of the terms that I gave? What makes you know that person's a good friend? Like, how do you? What's something that you just can't?
For
not
me personally,
have? Yeah,
they have to be able to understand my humor, like, because I'm a little off sometimes. So for me personally, they have to be able to understand my humor and not get offended.
Yeah. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. When I first met, there'd be a couple of times you would say stuff, and I'd be like, "Nah, you got to explain that one. You got to give me more than that."
Then I explain it, and you're like, "Oh."
Yeah, because like, you know, and I think that's the joy of getting to know people, so you can see the difference, and because like everybody just has this innate belief that everybody is, you know, circle and square, like trying to go into the holes and stuff. And I'm like, no, there's the star, there's the octagon, there's all types of things that fit. But you gotta, like, it's crazy because, like, you know, like, you'd be surprised what show I'm actually watching, like, right now. I literally just restarted this series. And it's crazy because I haven't take a guess. I give you three guesses. You can pick any TV show that's ever existed. Three guesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
No. Big Bang Theory. No.
I always watch that, so that doesn't really count. Like, anytime, like, it's on TV, I just catch an episode of that, so I'm not really watching. I'm not binge-watching that, but, like, if there's nothing on TV, I can always just flick to that and then, you know, use this background noise. It's like sports to me. Big Bang Theory, any episode can just come on, go play, I pretty much know what season it is, what episode. So Big Bang Theory, no. One more. Got one more.
Criminal Minds.
Am watching that currently, but that's not the show I was thinking of. But I am currently watching that. I'm back on season two because I'm re-watching it again for like the third time. Because I was binge watching it, then I was speed watching it, and now I'm going back and really watching it. So there's different layers to that. They make sense to me. They don't to you. But no, I found myself watching X Files.
Ooh.
The TV show, and it was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid, and I just was like, let me just like start watching it. So I am now up to season two. I started watching it about a week or so ago, and I'm up to season two on it, and I liked it. I like, you know, outside of the graphics probably needing to be updated, I liked it, and definitely the storyline needed to be updated. I understood why I liked it. It was, you know, for the time of what, you know, cinematography was in that day. It was a good show for what they were trying to do. But they could redo it now and recast all the people on that, and it could still be a good show and put modern-day information in it. Especially because, you know, it was really centered around technology anyway. So there's a lot that they can do with that now. But and especially with UFOs now being considered an official thing, so there's definitely different, you know, directions that they can go into that now with that. So yeah, it's whatever. But yeah, got into X Files again. Found a love, you know, a childhood love thing, and went back to it. And sometimes that's what you need in life too. You need a reset. You need a childhood life reset. You know, I went home earlier in the year, spent about a month around my family, realized why I love them and I can't live there at the same time. You know, because people think when you say stuff like that it's bad, but it's not. Like, I love my family, but I know if I stayed there full time, like, several of us would probably be that already fall. Because, like, I already know our mouths and my temperament ain't for the bullshit, and my family is not nice. They are a typical Southern family. Words, woo, baby, listen. I tell people all the time, listen, don't come to my family reunion thinking you're finna be cute. They're gonna talk about your ass. So go sit your little cute ass down over there somewhere, get a sandwich or something, and shut the fuck up. Cause listen. And it's crazy though, because it's like when you take somebody else home to meet your family, it's like everybody nice for like the first time, like the first time. My family don't give no fucks about that. Like they are, oh, welcome, nice to meet you, girl. Shut the fuck up. Or you're like, God damn, you ain't even finished saying hello. Listen, we are from the South, yeah. Baby. Come in and get in where you fit in. Like, that is the South. Like, people are like, oh, the South is slow. How we slow? Listen, we tell you where your spot is from day one. Your spot right there. Now, if you fuck that up, that's on you. Because we ain't going to give you too many chances. After that, we're going to put you at the little stupid table. Why Jason sitting at the kids' table every Thanksgiving? That's about us where he belongs. He good right there with the kids. He can't hurt himself.
Because
baby, listen, y'all Northerners like to try us sometimes. Like act like we ain't, you know, whatever. Y'all just don't got manners. Y'all don't know how to talk to people. Anywho, it is time for us to take a quick commercial break, and then we will come back and get into some fun stuff. What we got coming up now? Oh, that's a nice one. That's a nice one. Y'all get to do some weird dancing on this one. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Violator. Neptune, nigga. What you want?
out, nigga. Yeah. What you want, bitches? Willie Tillman, come on. Willie Tillman, come on. Willie Tillman, come on. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Who be the father of this? Bounce right here. Niggas be following this. Modeling bitches be fronting and be swallowing this. Cattle be on the yellow screen and be hollering this. Flip moan, co-sign, I'll be the sponsor for this. Why? The carpet is giving the monster for this. Why? Ha. Bitches are shaking, just wiggling, spot the baby, just giggling and get naked a little and shit. Sweat dripping on their face and they nipple and shit. Niggas wild until they be all tired and sickle and shit. Yeah, you bugging on how we be doing it to you. Hit our niggas, this shit just like bullets was traveling through you. Now, from right to left in the capital F, so we gon' keep this shit hot to death and be stopping your breath. Drinking and bugging and fucking with them hoes again. But it's nothing because y'all niggas know about the flow again. Come on, let me show you what it is right now. Let me step up and handle my fears right now. Niggas don't even know what it is right now. Got a man as if I was boning in quiz right now. So let me dig right now, one in your ass, which you bouncing, got my bubbly starting the fizz right now. With your fucking shit is feeling kind of big right now. Got them ready to split up a couple of wigs, doing tricks with her ass. Should have seen what Shorty did right now. Got me stuffing, just taking it back to my crib right now. Come on. The way Shorty throwing the ass all over the place. My Shorty busy trying to throw it all up in my face. Ooh, so what you got right now? Cause you coming to blow the whole entire spot right now. Nigga, we hot right now. All you other niggas pull this shit over because we come to take this flat right now. Ass. Come on.
Contributions to what she's done recently. I wanted to really highlight her, and I wanted to give her her roses now. Let me give you a little background narrative about why I picked this person. So let's go on to look at cinematography in its history. And when you look at the inaccuracies that Black people have been casted as in cinema in Hollywood, i.e. blackface, caricatures, different things that we've had to endure. The one thing that always seems to become apparent when we ascend to a new role is some level of racism, some level of bigotry, some level of hate spewed in our direction for being great. And so I want to celebrate Halle Bailey for her role in becoming Ariel in the new Little Mermaid movie. And the reason why I say this is because there was something that I don't think any person who has said a thing of hate has gone back and looked at. what the casting directors and producers all said about her take when she came in to audition. She was first in the room. I want you to understand how impactful you are. Think about all the times that you were in school and you was the first one to give a speech or the first person to perform or the first person to do a recital at your school or at your church. And I want you to, how many people were still talking about you after everyone else went up there? And not only is everyone else going to go up there, but everyone else is going to go up there and do the exact same thing that you're going to do. They're going to read the same lines. They're going to be put in a room, and they're going to be asked to perform and deliver a believable scene that those people will believe is a believable scene. And not only did she go first, but she was the best. And they said no one else was even close to her. It was never a hire of color. It was never a hire of any moral ambiguities that people want to put out there. There's nothing that taints or disdains her performance. They said it was lifelike. They said it was believable. They said when they were done with casting for the day that she was Ariel, and there was no doubt about it. It was more about choosing a castmate to work alongside her than it was about picking her. So, again, while you guys are making light of people who are getting out there every day and putting their hard work and their skills and their talents to great use, to do something none other than to simply entertain. That's all you guys have ever wanted us to be, is entertainment. And when we go out and give you the very thing that you want as entertainment, we still can't find a way to win. But not today. We celebrate her. Matter of fact, I ask you guys, if you guys have movie purchases, go see the movie. If it streams on Disney, stream it. If it comes out on Disney Plus, stream it. However you get access to it, make sure that she gets the views, the credits, and the nominations that she'll deserve, because if they say her role was impactful as they say it is, then I know she's going to do an amazing job, and I want to make sure that we support her. So, guys, give it up to Miss Bailey and her wonderful work, and I can't wait to see the movie. Let's make it a box office killer, not because she's black, but because they see her as the next big actress coming out of Hollywood. All right? So give it up for Holly Bailey. Woo-hoo, CJ, we come to that good time. But we ain't got nothing to do but talk shit until we get out of here. So we got 22 minutes of nothing but stupid time. So before we do that, we're going to definitely talk about just different giveaways, raffles, and things of that nature. Guys, if you guys want to support, go on Roundtables Family Production on all the different social platforms and follow that, and make sure that you guys enter all the different ways to get in the stuff that she gets, because they get off. They get stuff. Like, she be, hey, can you give this away? I'm like, ma'am, I don't have, nobody calls in. I can't give anything away. So if you want stuff and y'all don't want to call the show, go on the Roundtable platforms. She has all types of stuff out there. I know last month was Small Business Month. But, man, shout out to all my sole proprietors, my entrepreneurs, my LLCs, my S-Corps, C-Corps. Man, if you're doing your thing and you're out there, my franchisees, my multi-marketing level businesses, if you're out there and you're trying to get better and learn something and get some new information, don't let nobody put any doubt in what you're doing. Right? Every layer that you add to yourself and information that you add to yourself just makes you more equipped to go out there and be proficient in what you do. There's no cheat code to life. So, like, shout out to y'all for just going to get it. Like, everybody just wants to win the lottery or, you know, gamble and play fantasy, whatever, and just think that that's going to take care of them the rest of their life. And it's cute, but, you know, it takes some other things. So shout out to those who are really out there putting it on the line so other people can eat. That's really all I got tonight, man. I don't really got much else, man. What you want to say to the people, CJ? I know you got something. I've been talking all night. Ben, why are you whispering? Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here. I didn't have anything to say. Mostly.
Oh, because I thought you was whispering. I was like, she done tucked in somebody's toddler. Good night, good night, little Johnny. We lay you down there. You can be safe.
Not tonight. Not tonight. No babies tonight.
Sleep tight, Mary Alice.
No babies tonight.
Oh, listen, Mary Alice. Ooh, listen, don't say that, but people popping up pregnant left and right. Just hey, yeah, listen. It's gonna be some y'all gonna see some fat bellies. This
it
way,
is
y'all
in
listen.
The air. It's a lot of people pregnant right now. It's a lot.
Listen, y'all around about Thanksgiving, Christmas time, boy, y'all gonna see some people poking, boy. Ooh. Hey, but I tell people, hey, get pregnant in the wintertime. At least you could get up under a blanket and you ain't got to worry about going outside. Don't nobody pregnant go outside in the wintertime unless they got to go to the doctor.
That's true. That is very true.
Hey, go sit down over there. We don't need you slipping and falling out there. You know you're over here wobbling like a penguin. Go on, sit down. You know how we do. We special. But, you know, anyway. But, guys, thank you guys for coming out tonight and supporting. I don't really have much left, so we're going to take a small, quick commercial break here, and then we're going to come back with, what is it, the word of the day? Is that what that's what we got coming up next?
Yes.
Yeah, we got the word of the day. That's what we got coming up next. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. So it's like I can figure out how to work this computer because, like, you know, I'm doing new stuff now. So I'm trying to grow up on y'all. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Maybe I'm If you're in a relationship with someone, participate. Ask a question. Why do you get to do this and I don't? It can't be because I'm a man and you're a woman. It can't be because I make the money and you don't. It can't be because I'm the whatever reason. It has to be a solid reason, because if not, you guys should both be able to participate together. Ask questions. You have not because you ask not. All right? So I love you guys. CJ, I holla.
Adios.
Right by the fireside, you felt my kindle light.